live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the KSHP studios. This is the Michelle Mortensen Show with your host, Michelle Mortensen, the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio, taking on the liberal media, the political hacks, and so much more. It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth the way only Michelle can. Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and factual voice of politics and news, eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Happy Monday, everyone. Happy pre-election day. That's right. We are one day away from this election, my friends. One day away until everyone who wants to vote is going to head on over to the polls. One day away from hopefully finding out, fingers crossed, who the next president of the United States is going to be. There is so much to talk about, and we're going to cover it all here in this jam-packed hour of the Michelle Mortensen Show. I am your host, Michelle Mortensen, and this show is best when you are actively involved with us as well. So call now, 702-221-7283, if you want to take part in today's discussion. All right, let's talk about this election. What do we think is going to be happening tomorrow? I'm going to tell you this, with the way the president has been rallying all over the country over this past weekend, I think we're going to see some big wins for the president in states like Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, in my opinion, is going to go 100% to Donald Trump. Here's the bad news. We're not going to know that for quite a few days because of the way the election laws in Pennsylvania are working. Of course, they're going to have at least 3 days afterward to continue counting all of those mail-in votes. So I can guarantee you this, even if Donald Trump is leading, they're not going to call Pennsylvania tomorrow. Even if he's leading by 100,000 votes, they're not going to call it until every single vote has been cast. But my prediction is the president is going to win Pennsylvania. I'm also going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that the president is going to win the state of Iowa, and Joni Ernst is going to win her re-election for senator there. I will also predict that Florida is going to be in the Trump column. I do think Florida is going to be going for Trump. I don't think there's any chance in Helsinki, Finland, that Joe Biden is winning that one. I know everyone likes to say Texas is in play for the Democrats. If Texas is in play for the Democrats and Texas goes blue, I may just have to shave my head because I don't believe in any way Texas is going to go blue. I believe it is for Trump. Now, there are some dicier states out there where it's a little bit more confusing as to how it's going to go down. I would say Wisconsin is one of them. I would say Arizona is another. And I would also throw Nevada in that column. Will it go for Trump? Will it go for Biden? I think it's anyone's game. I think if it's anything like 2016, you're going to see a very narrow sliver in outcome here in the great state of Nevada. I am wearing the Nevada pin today because I'm all about the Nevada pride, and I am excited that people are getting out there and voting. But I got to tell you, the Democrat firewall here in Clark County, which is where Las Vegas sits, for those of you who are not Nevadans watching the show, it's pretty huge, etching up to 90,000 votes ahead of the Republicans. So let's talk about what that might mean on a local level for a lot of local races. Well, if people are just voting straight ticket Republican, if they're Republicans, and straight ticket Democrat, if they're Democrats, this means it may not be a very good night for Republicans here in the great state of Nevada. But my friends, not all is lost, because tomorrow is election day. Once the polls are open, I think you're going to see a rash of Republicans getting out there to vote. And I think you are going to see a slight intake of Republican voters. In fact, I think you're going to see a lot more Republican voters tomorrow coming out at the polls than you've ever seen before. For those of you who are thinking about doing that, let me tell you what, you're going to be standing in line for a very, very, very long time. But God love you. You got to get your vote out there. And you've got to vote for those bottom tier races as well. We've got some congressional races, some state Senate races, some assembly races. They're massively important when it comes to the future of Nevada. Again, I don't see us going red all the way down the board in any way, shape, or form. We're going to see a lot of Democrat wins tomorrow here in the state of Nevada. Although, actually, let me take that back. You won't be seeing them tomorrow because, of course, we have an entire week for more mail-in ballots to get in. So Nevada will not be called tomorrow night, no matter how much you want it to, no matter how hard you cross those fingers. We are not going to be calling Nevada tomorrow night in any way, shape, or form just because of the way the laws are working with the election. I also think Georgia is a really interesting one. It's perplexing to me that Georgia could be on the fence here and that Georgia could actually go to Biden. Of course, the Biden camp certainly believes that. But you know what? At the end of the day, I think if Georgia goes red, it's going to be a squeaker. It's going to be a squeaker, but it could certainly happen. I want to know what you think, though. 702-221-7283 is the number to call to be a part of the show. I want to hear what you think is going to be happening here in our great state. I will tell you, though, I think that there is an indication just all across the board, coast to coast, that we're going to see a Trump victory tomorrow. No, you're not going to hear that on the news. You're not going to hear any pundits saying that. You're not going to hear any commentators saying that. You're not even going to hear news anchors saying that. But here is the indication that I think we're going to see Donald Trump winning. Number one, you've got people like Representative Clyburn already spewing out that the only reason that Trump's going to win is because of voter freaking suppression. Have you heard that? Yeah. He was all over the shows over the weekend on from, you know, every single network on down saying, you know, if we lose and Donald Trump wins, it's because of voter suppression. Let me ask you a question. Has anyone's vote really been suppressed? Has anyone been told they can't go to the polls? Has anyone been told they can't vote? Have we done mail-in voting all over the place? Have we already had over 92 million people vote? By golly, George, yes, we have. Do you know how many people voted in 2016? Can I tell you? 138 million people voted in 2016. So we're saying that there's like 40 million people out there in a country of 330 million people who haven't yet voted. 40 million people. We could see record astounding numbers for voting in this 2020 election. And wouldn't that be a hoot and a holler if we had some of the highest turnout we've ever had and still all went to Donald Trump? I would love it. And I think everyone's really afraid on the left that that's going to happen. Why? Because cities are actually boarding up in anticipation of riots. Let me ask you a question. How many Trump supporters do you know who are just out there planning to riot if Joe Biden wins? Crickets. Crickets, no one's going to do that. They think that there's going to be riots because they're pretty sure at the end of the day that Joe Biden's going to lose. In fact, I want to show you a tweet. Richard Grenell's tweet is the one I'm going to show you, but he's actually quote tweeting Wolf Blitzer. And Wolf Blitzer, in his high and mighty CNN way, is basically saying, isn't this horrible that we're boarding up cities and businesses in anticipation of the election? Spence, do we have that tweet to show everyone? It's the Richard Grenell tweet. And we're already seeing in cities all over the country, from Washington, D.C. to Chicago to L.A., they're boarding up. Yeah, there's the tweet. So Wolf Blitzer says, I never thought I would see so many buildings here in the nation's capital boarded up on the eve of a presidential election in anticipation of possible unrest. And it's not just in D.C. It's happening in New York, Los Angeles, and everywhere else around the country. So sad. So sad, Wolf Blitzer says. Well, you know who's shutting down D.C.? That would be the mayor of D.C. because she knows there's going to be riots because she knows Donald Trump is going to win. And I love Richard Grenell's response. I'm a big Richard Grenell fan. He calls out Wolf hard. You fan the flames for chaos, riots, and vandalism. Preach. CNN sure did. You led the most vicious, negative, and political attacks on the president. Preach. Yes, he has. You fed the American people a Russian collusion lie for 4 years. Hello. Stop pretending you are shocked now. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness out there in the crowd? We got Chris watching right now, Cherie watching right now, Patrick watching right now, Bill watching right now. So many great people tuning in. And I would say Wolf Blitzer has absolutely, and CNN, they have fanned the flames. They have preached Russian collusion when there was none. They have shown riots on TV and said it's mainly peaceful. It's mainly peaceful. Minnesota, Minneapolis is burning behind me right now, but it's mainly peaceful. It's mainly peaceful. They are the ones who are inciting the riots. They are the ones who are creating this response. And they are the ones who are going to be crying on election night saying, I don't know how this happened again. I don't know how America got it so wrong. Encouraging more riots, more anger, more frustration. But that's what you can expect right now. In the final countdown. Oh, did you like that segue right there? This is Europe, one great 80s hair band. I know no song they do except this one, The Final Countdown. And that's what we're in right now. The Final Countdown, my friends. And we are, you know, by this time, I'd say maybe November 18th, we're gonna have this election 100% called. So we're in the final countdown to vote, but we're not in the final countdown for the end of this one. There is just still so much more to go over. In fact, in the next block, we're gonna be talking about women in Trump. Have you heard this? That women don't like Trump, but they're suburban moms. They got a problem with Donald Trump. Guess what, y'all? I'm a suburban mom right here with 2 degrees, college educated. I don't have a problem at all, and I don't think you have a problem at all. But get ready to get on the phone line, 702-221-7283, when we get back with more of the Michelle Mortensen Show.
Wondering if now is the time to buy or sell a home, or is a market crash on the way? At Home, a real estate company, John Kennedy and his team will make sure you have all the information you need to make an informed decision. Home is where the heart is, and John Kennedy and his team are ready to lead you home. Give them a call today at 702-640-0101. Or visit them at homerealestatecompany.com.
Ladylikeclothing.com is a Las Vegas locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. Ladylikeclothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at ladylikeclothing.com.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of the clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learn about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on the Michelle Mortensen Show.
Saving money on your car insurance is easy with the team at InsureWise. The agents at InsureWise can find you the best coverage at the lowest price, something the corporate guys just can't do. Great rates await on your car, home, life, and business insurance. Don't pay too much for insurance. Be wise and get InsureWise. Call 702-620-4825. That's 702-620-4825. InsureWise, the only wise choice for all your insurance needs.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit a quick turn. Well, we experienced this issue too, and we created a solution. Introducing Bagmodo, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. Bagmodo becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. Bagmodo is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to bagmodo.com. That's bagmodo.com. Bagmodo, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
Who do you the goat, boy?
All right, we are back. What's happening, everybody? It's one day before the election. election, and we're going to see, I think it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to be a fun election. I am excited for election day to be here, and I'm sure if you're a political nerd too, you're pretty excited about it as well. I'm excited to see so many great people online watching us, but remember, if you want to be a part of the show, you can do so. Let's hear directly from you. 702-221-7283. We've got Jim, we've got Tammy, we've got Loretta, we've got Chris, we've got Cherie. So many people tuning in, and we are glad to see it. All right. I want to talk about women and Donald Trump for a hot second, if I may. Because if you listen at all to the pundits out there, they say that Donald Trump has a problem in the female department. That moms, that suburban moms, that college-educated women, they just want nothing to do with him. In fact, the Biden camp put out a video on Instagram, very, very interesting, of moms responding directly to Donald Trump. I want to play you a little bit of this. We're going to stop it and start it and just kind of check out little clips of it all. And we're going to play that for you right now. Let's start watching this section.
It's a tiny fraction of death. Tiny fraction. They get better very quickly.
A tiny fraction of death. Like, that's okay.
I haven't seen him.
Okay, hold on. A tiny fraction of death. Like, that's okay. She was kind of like side-eyed looking at the camera because that was what we call staged. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? All right, let's keep watching.
And show empathy.
He has absolutely no comprehension of what this disease is and how it impacts children.
And as a parent, I don't trust him.
Moms break down Trump's COVID response. Oh, I wait with bated breath.
I am a mother of two kids.
I am a mother of three kids.
I gave birth to my second child right at the outset of the pandemic in early April.
This administration is doing a terrible job with the pandemic.
I do not trust that my son's future is in good hands with the current administration.
I have no trust, no faith that they will do any better in the future.
I am fed up with listening to Donald Trump.
If you look at children, children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease.
We know kids get it. We know that kids can die from it.
There are kids in my school that have been sick.
My husband and I have our daughter home for at least the next 14 days. Daycare is closed because there is a child who has contracted the disease and has spread it to other people.
Okay, let's stop this video right now and let's hold the phone because that is utter ridiculous and stupidity right there. Number one, you have these moms, these alleged moms who are saying, you know, the president isn't even admitting that children can get it. Oh, stop now. The president himself had it and his child got it. And guess what? They all survived. Amazing. Now, these are also probably the same people who like to tell us to look at the science. So I'm going to look at the science for you, where we see that child deaths tied to the COVID-19 pandemic remain remarkably low. That's right, people. It remains remarkably low. According to the CDC, 18 states have not seen a single fatality among people under 20 years of age. Children, according to the CDC, are far more likely to die of homicides, drowning, or even fires, or from bad burns than from COVID-19. But of course, these people are just freaked out and they're just so mad at the president because life just isn't safe for their children. Guess what? I send my two kids to school every day and I'm always worried something may happen to them. I'm worried about school shootings. I'm worried about them getting hurt. I'm worried about them falling and breaking a leg. I am worried about my kids all the time. But I don't think that it's the president's job to keep them safe. That's absolutely ridiculous. It's not his responsibility whatsoever. Also, my kids have been going to school nonstop in person since June. That's right. They did summer school too. Not once come down with COVID. Have there been a couple of COVID cases at the school? Yeah, like 1, 2, 3. The entire cohort is then in quarantine and there have been no problems whatsoever. Because as the science, as the Washington Post so clearly points out for us, the science shows us that at the end of the day, this is not that deadly in children. And you know what? teachers, unless they have multiple comorbidities, are actually very, very safe as well. I've seen it firsthand in my own school. Now, let's take a look for a minute. Now, I posted this video on social media platforms over the weekend, and I actually had some moms respond to the video as well. So get what some of these moms had to say. So Brenda says, teaching children fear is unhealthy. Fear is the democratic way. Amen, sister. They have nothing else to go on. Carol says desperation, scripted and probably compensated. You think? Obviously. And Bonnie says, do the math, moms, and educate yourself. Amen. Now we've got a few more comments I want to show you for moms. As a parent, this one mom says, it has nothing to do with trust. I am also a parent of three, which my older one did test positive for COVID. Neither her nor I were afraid. We treated it like the common cold flu. It was very unfortunate that many live in fear. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Yes, this virus is real. And to be honest, it's not going away just like the flu. And no one who holds office will make it go away. Amen, sister. All we can do is build our immune system and keep healthy as possible. People make it sound like our president is responsible for all those deaths and the positive cases. Why can't they talk about all the negative cases? That's another excellent point, because the negative cases far outweigh. And then we've got another comment there that says a tiny fraction that kids could die in a car accident, tiny fraction of them getting hurt from parents smoking in the house, a tiny fraction of dying from flying, tiny fraction possibilities are endless. Amen, sister. That's so true. And let's talk about cases for a minute, because over the weekend here in the state of Nevada, the media was just beside itself because we've reached over 100,000 cases in the great state of Nevada, a state that equals, more than 3 million people. Here's the problem. Here's the thing that nobody's really talking about when it comes to these Nevada cases. Ooh, we reached 100K. Ooh, shock and awe. But we have never subtracted one case of those people who have already gotten better and are okay. We can go full now. We don't need that on the screen anymore. Thanks. We have not talked about that at all. So we're still counting all the people who got COVID in February as active cases. They're not active anymore. They're over it. So why do we care if there's been 100,000 cases in the state of Nevada? Does it really matter? Not one iota. What do you think? If you want to be on the show, give me a call right now, 702-221-7283. And we've got Mike on the phone. He wants to talk about COVID cases and the numbers. Mike, how are you? What do you have to say today here on the Michelle Mortensen Show?
Oh, wow. You know what, Michelle? I'm driving, actually, and I'm about ready to pull over. I'm going to do it right now. Hold on just a second. I don't know.
Okay, We definitely don't want anyone getting in an accident while watching or listening to the show. Okay. That would be that would be bad.
I know. And I'm about to get that. Okay, I pulled over.
All right. So what do you think about these COVID numbers?
Well, you know, I've been tested a number of times because of what I do, and so I've been in every hospital from the Canadian border all the way to Chehalis, which is about 200 miles past, 200 miles anyway, radius in Washington State. And, there's all sorts of numbers I could throw out there, but I've been tested a number of times, and I know that every time because of HIPAA laws, they just keep adding to me. You know, oh, we've got another case or whatever it might be. I tested positive for the antibodies back in April, I guess it was. But I've since been tested, and, it came up negative. And I've gotten positives. I've gotten both, sides of the thing. But anyway, I guess what I'm saying is, there's so many more numbers that you could look at, as far as this COVID thing goes. And, for instance, we've had 120,000 overdose deaths, compared to last year at 80,000 for the whole year. We've got people that are not being able to get in and see their cancer doctors because they can't get in, to the hospitals. I mean, I had a tooth that I had to go had looked at, and it took a month to get in. I mean, on and on and on, and 250,000 people died last year at the hands of malpractice of doctors. And I don't hear people jumping up and down over that. No, I don't know.
You brought up some excellent points there, Mike. Number one, I don't think anyone has a clear idea of how the testing works, how sometimes you can get tested and it's a positive. The next time you get tested, it's a negative. If you have the antibodies, that's considered a positive. It is very, very complicated to know whether we can trust these testing results or not. That's an excellent point. And I think you're also bringing up another great point that we continue to just overlook the fact that the cure has been far worse than the disease when it comes to suicides, when it comes to people who have succumbed to addiction, when it comes to people not getting the quality health care that they need out of fear of this virus. All excellent points, Mike.
Yeah. In my community, and I work within the addiction community, but I have a number of friends of mine who have children that are, you know, of junior high and high school age. And last week, one of my dearest friends, 13-year-old daughter, tried to commit suicide. And it was all because she was failing a grade in school. And which is totally ridiculous with this Zoom thing going on with schools here in Washington State. Because I have friends who are teachers and I talk to them. You know, over 90% of the kids that are in Zoom classes are failing because they're playing video games. They're not paying attention to their schooling. So all these kids are already a year behind, and here we are, you know, it's just so much nonsense. I just hope it ends on the third, you know?
I'm right there with you. Mike, I appreciate you so much for calling in. I appreciate you pulling over too so that you weren't driving and talking at the same time. And thanks for tuning in all the way up there in Washington. Mike, great to have you on the show. You know, and Mike brought up another excellent point that I should mention. He brought up that poor, unfortunate story of a young girl in Washington who committed suicide because of her grades in school with the whole Zoom online learning thing here. You know, we've had a big problem with that here in the state of Nevada as well. And no one wants to talk about it, but the number of young people committing suicide, allegedly because they're struggling in school. It's not easy. They can't get the attention they need. This is happening here at home. It's happening in Washington. It's happening all over the country. And everyone's acting like, well, it's not happening. No, everybody, it is happening. And we refuse to address it. I think that's what makes the hypocrisy of that mom video that Joe Biden put out. I think that's what irritates me so much. Every one of those mothers acts like it's totally okay to sit there and say, hey, my kids aren't in school. My kids are getting a crappy education, all because I'm afraid that they might get a cold. Because can I inform you on something? COVID-19 is a form of the common cold. It is a coronavirus, which is the cold. Holy moly, holy guacamole, holy whatever you want to say. I think that's why Fauci is getting a lot of fire right now, too. Let's talk about Mr. Fauci. Yes, yesterday or over the weekend, Fauci had a whole heck of a lot to say, didn't he? He sure did. He said, you know what? We're in for a whole lot of hurt in this country. It's not a good situation. All the stars are aligned in the wrong places as you go into the fall and winter season with people congregating at home indoors. You could not possibly be positioned more poorly, Fauci says. I guess Fauci wants everyone to act a little more like Gavin Newsom, who says, screw Thanksgiving, people. You can't have Thanksgiving at home. You got to have it outside, and you can only have three family members there. I guess that's what Fauci wants. He wants a more communist type of country. And that is why at the rally last night in Florida, that one that lasted to like 1 a.m. Eastern time, they literally had people saying, fire Fauci. And then the White House comes out basically saying like, yeah, we might fire Fauci after the election. Yeah, that might happen. Yeah, it could happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it did happen, to be perfectly honest with you, because it's kind of ridiculous the way that he's been acting. I don't know why this individual, Dr. Fauci, I'm not taking away anything from him being a doctor. I'm not taking away anything from him being a type of infectious disease specialist in any way, shape, or form. My problem is the mixed messages. And the problem I have is that you often see these people who get a little taste, a little bite, a fame, and they really freaking love it. And they just want more of it. And I think Fauci really enjoyed being on TV every day. I think Fauci really enjoyed having the cameras in his face. I think that's why earlier in the year, he accused the White House of positioning him so he couldn't get enough airtime, that the White House was intervening so he couldn't get those interviews. I think we just see over and over and over again that Fauci really likes the fame. In fact, I don't know if you caught it earlier this morning, but on Fox News, Sandra Smith did an interview with Scaramucci. And that's another fool right there, who really, really, really misses the fame. Because the mooch used to be all about lowering taxes. The mooch used to be all about the economy. The mooch got a position with the White House for a whopping 11 days before that kid was fired. And now he's all on Team Biden. Now he's all for the tax increases that Biden wants. I've never seen a more sorry excuse of a human being than Scaramucci, because he's a narcissist who likes to be on TV, who likes fame, and is totally mortified by the fact that he was fired so quickly from his position. So now he's like, I'm on Team Biden. Everything I said in the past is a lie. Now, the truth is that you're just a media whore. And far too often, we have these political figures who are absolutely nothing more than media whores. If you don't think the power of being on TV is intoxicating, you haven't been on TV. That's what I have to say. But it's very, very interesting, in my opinion, to see what's been going on here with Fauci, with Scaramucci, with all of the people who just seem to be so irritated and angry with the president and wanting to attack him ad nauseum at all times. One of the big things that I think we need to remember is that coronavirus is not going anywhere. It's not. Coronavirus is not going to magically go away. Even if we are fortunate enough to get a vaccine that people actually want to get, coronavirus is not going away. It's something we're going to live with. It's something we're going to have to deal with for a very, very, very long time. The question is, are you going to deal with it with fear? Or are you going to deal with it in a way that you continue to live, that you continue to thrive, that you continue to do well? All right, we still have so much more to talk about on this show. I wanna know what you think though about women and Trump, because that's really one of the big things that we've been talking about all day today. And in fact, it's been ad nauseum every time you turn on the TV. People are always saying women don't like Trump. And then Trump will have his rallies and he will say, oh, women love me. He's right. I think women do love him, and I think women do hate him. Of all the women that I know, and when I see on my Facebook feed, on my personal Facebook feed, I see that there are women who are fed up with him. I see that there are women who genuinely really like him. I see women who think he's the next best thing since sliced bread, and I see women who say, you know what, I can't handle him. I want to know what you think as a woman. What do you think of the president? I think one of the things I've noticed over and over and over again is that I think the female population is not properly polled. I think that they're also polled in ways that kind of influence their answers. If you ask a woman, are you sure that your kids are safe? They might say, no, I'm not sure my kids are safe. I, as a woman, would say that. I'm never sure if my kids are safe. We live in a very dangerous time. We have no idea if there's going to be a school shooting. We have no idea if they're going to get hurt. But that's not a reflection on what I think about the president in any way, shape, or form. But see, the way that you ask the poll question might really influence how you answer that one. I'm also somewhat insulted that they say that women who are highly educated, that they say women who have degrees want nothing to do with Trump. Now, I can't lie. I see that a lot. I see a lot of my highly educated former TV women that I've worked with, they can't stand Trump. But I've got 2 degrees, my friends. 2 degrees. I'm a highly educated woman. I'm a mother. And I think Trump is great. I think he's hilarious. I get the sense of humor. And I think some of you do as well. Cherie is on right now. And she says, I'm a woman and I love President Trump. First season of the Apprentice convinced me. I love that. I'm not going to lie. I was a big fan of The Apprentice as well. I think that was an excellent show. Well, you know what? There are so many members of Team Trump who are women, who are working so hard to get the female voters out there. And my next guest is a woman who works very closely with the Trump administration. She has been working hard to get the vote out. You have probably seen her on Newsmax many times. It is Jesse Jane Duff, and I am so excited to have you here on the show with us today. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Well, Jesse, I want to ask you, you've been working so closely with Team Trump. You work with veterans for Trump. You are pounding the pavement every single day, and I know you're up in Reno right now. What are you seeing? What are you hearing on the campaign trail? What do you think is going on right now?
Well, I've traveled, as you said, all over the country. I've probably made about 10, 15 trips to Florida, another 5 or 6 to Wisconsin, easily about 10 trips to Nevada now. Those are just 3 of the main spots that I've gone to. But the enthusiasm level is just hard to describe. I think anybody who's even been to a MAGA meetup at their local pub, so to speak, or done one of the MAGA drives, the interstate, or one of the boat parades, anybody who's done anything for Trump knows that the enthusiasm is off the charts. And, you know, I've never been a fan of identity politics. And here I am now on the advisory board for Women for Trump. And I'm also the co-chair for Veterans for Trump. So I will just say this. President Trump took the identity politics that the Democrats were abusing, misusing, and putting us all in these little boxes and threw it on their face. He basically said, we can play that game and I'm going to do it better. He has 3 major coalitions right now, and it's obviously until the end of the election. Latinos for Trump, Black Voices for Trump, and Women for Trump. Just about 3 months ago, Black Voices for Trump surpassed Women for Trump, which was its largest coalition. So we now have a statement from all Americans that they're not going to play the identity politics and that they are free thinkers and they can make their own decisions. Women are not going to get caught in a box. And like you, I often hear women with a high school diploma and women with a college degree. And it just seems like a veiled attitude of the educated versus the uneducated. Well, I dare to say, I don't know the actual data, that about 2/3 of this country doesn't have a college degree. Sound like these are the people that really are ignorant. And the fact of the matter is, as many of us took a very long time to get our degree. Mine took forever. I was going part-time because I had to go to school. I was on active duty in the Marine Corps, and then I had to go to school part-time. It took me, I don't even want to tell you how many years it took me, because it's almost embarrassing. But what I would say is, the average American should not be paying off the student loan debt of the incompetent Americans who go out and not get a job in. Those with a brain know that this president has supported beyond above every other previous administration in technical schools. They are ensuring that the GI Bill can be used by veterans, for example, in technical training, such as your schools that offer your certifications in phlebotomy. These are the people that take your blood, that offer electrical engineering degrees, that offer plumbing. These are jobs that actually pay better than the bulk of us with a bachelor's of science in humanities will ever make. And this president's the one that's invigorated the working class people to have jobs again, instead of the elitist who shipped them off to China because they are Wall Street executives who were profiting off of the Chinese cheap products in your Walmarts and your Targets. And we Americans fell for it. We Americans decided that, okay, I'm going to get cheaper products next door, but it doesn't matter that my neighbor no longer has a home or no longer has a job. We sold out. It was Donald Trump that saved the Republican Party. He said there is capitalism and you can profit off of capitalism, but you do it with ethics. You don't ship your jobs to China. Empower the Communist Party that uses slave labor, that is empowering their military, and also uses child labor. I mean, not to mention the fact that they're encroaching across the entire world with their communist idealisms. And we see it now in South America and in the South China Sea, beyond the norm of national security needs. So what I would say to Americans, when you hear this, oh, women without a college degree versus those with a college degree, they're trying to say the ignorant versus the intelligent. And it's insulting because the bulk of American women out there have a real job, have a real career, have a real profession. And the fact that they might have a master's or a PhD or a bachelor's of science just means one thing. Not that they're smarter, that they had the opportunity to go to school full time while the rest of us, like myself, I was a tractor trailer operator in the United States Marine Corps and I was hauling for the infantry and wing units, going to school part time with my books in my truck, waiting for a break to study. So that just disturbs me to no end, just like it does you, because there's no underestimating my mental capacity and my ability to make a sound decision. And it had nothing to do with that degree. In fact, that degree, if anything, did allow me to appreciate the hard work it takes to go to school part-time and work. That's what it made me appreciate. And this president understands that the working class people out here, the backbone of this country that holds this entire country up, because those Wall Street executives would have nothing without us. He understands that those are the people that have to be the most empowered, that he gave those tax payroll tax deductions to. Here Joe Biden saying, I'm going to cut the payroll tax. No, I'm cutting all Trump tax incentives. Well, you know, then he tries to lie and say he's only going to raise the taxes on the people making over $400,000 a year. You cut those Trump tax benefits, guess what? Go look at your check on Friday, look at how much money was in it, and look at those deductions, and that's going to change dramatically if Joe Biden becomes your president.
You know, one of the things that's really frustrated me, and I can tell it frustrates you, is a bit of the arrogance that comes from the Democrat Party. And we have seen it since 2016. They feel that they can call us deplorable. They feel like they can call us uneducated. They can call us racist. They can call us every name in the book because they're so much smarter. They're so much wiser. They're so much better than us. They have this attitude that you're a woman, so you have to vote for a woman. You have to vote for Hillary. You're a woman. You have to act this way. You're a woman. You have to be offended by things that Donald Trump did in the past. I don't understand why the left is constantly telling, whether you're a woman, whether you're black, whether you're a minority, hey, this is how you're supposed to think. And if you don't fall in line, you're wrong. I don't see how that's a winning message to any voter. I think it's highly insulting. And I think it's part of the reason why we're going to see a big victory, not necessarily a landslide, not necessarily a Reagan 84 map, but I think we're going to see a big victory for Trump. And everyone's just, all those liberals are going to be like, what happened? I can't imagine what happened here.
Well, the liberals are so caught up in their ideology of socialism. I have a relative that will go nameless, who one time when I told her what I paid for my military health care, which is at a reduced rate, but mind you, I served 20 years on active duty. She says, oh, that every American should have that. And I thought, that's the mindset you have. That's the mindset that you have. I earned it. I worked for it. And how many people get off of active duty who are permanently and physically disabled that have to go through the VA backlog? 300,000 veterans died just waiting to get into the VA for their benefits under the Obama-Biden administration. I want to say that again.
Oh, it looks like she's frozen a little bit. Let's see if she comes back here. Jesse, are you there? Are you back with us? Oh, frozen. All right.
Backlog, which was over 150.
Are you back? Okay,
we cut out. I'm sorry.
You're back. You froze for a quick second. Say that again. How many veterans went out without care?
300,000 veterans died waiting to get through the backlog at the VA in 2015. There were another 600,000 veterans that had been in the backlog. A backlog means they were waiting over 150 days just to get the benefits. Meanwhile, during the Obama-Biden administration, we saw that 40 veterans died out in Phoenix, Arizona, and everybody was astounded at that. Yet I had been working with a group that had been telling this and screaming the alarm bells forever, because what the VA officials had learned how to do was game the system to get their bonuses. All they had to do was make it look like a vet was only waiting 30 days just for a doctor's appointment. And turned out they were recycling the list to make them fresh. Well, these vets have been waiting well over 30 days, probably 60, 90, 120 days, and all died. Many of the veterans were found to have gotten stage 4 cancer while waiting just for appointments. They were gaming the system because they got their bonuses based upon having these nobody waiting over 30 days for an appointment. Now, under this administration, roughly 7,000 VA employees now, and this didn't happen under Biden-Obama administration or Obama-Biden, 7,000 have been demoted, fired, reduced, suspended, because we finally went after the VA to hold them accountable. Those unions were had their hands in the pockets, and you couldn't get legislation through Congress. And finally, this president got it done. And I would just go on to say, anybody who's a veteran for Biden must be seriously probably on the same crack that his son took, because honestly, how could you support somebody that had never ending wars, had never supported taking out Osama bin Laden, that was responsible for the death of over 3,000 Americans just on 9/11 alone, not to mention the thousands of Americans that died in Afghanistan and consequently also Iraq fighting the Taliban, also was the granddaddy of all of those that followed. You had ISIS come out of that. This president killed al-Baghdadi, who was in charge of ISIS. How come it didn't happen under the Obama-Biden administration? You're going to tell me the world's finest army and Marine Corps could not kill these ragtag armies? Why? Because they were held back and restricted. It took President Trump to go over there, talk to the military commanders on the ground, and find out, just to return engagement or take fire against our enemy, they had to get approval for it. He unleashed us to do what we do best. And guess what? Decimated ISIS in 30 days, killed Soleimani, the general who creeped down from Iran.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, oh, I'm still there. My screen went out. Yeah, creeped down from Iran. And Soleimani was the one that had decided, that had done all these IEDs that caused many of our military members to lose arms, legs, or death and injury. Hundreds of Americans were killed by General Soleimani. Now, let me tell you how bad serious this is. Under
We actually have 25 seconds before we have to go to break. So, but you hit all the right pieces right there.
Great.
We're going to have to take a quick commercial break. But, Jesse, we appreciate you being on. And hopefully we can, if you have time, we'll be with you maybe tomorrow night a little bit as well. If
That'd
you can
be
do that, no worries. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we've got more Michelle Mortensen show coming up right after.
Saving money on your car insurance is easy with the team at InsureWise. The agents at InsureWise can find you the best coverage at the lowest price, something the corporate guys just can't do. Great rates await on your car, home, life, and business insurance. Don't pay too much for insurance. Be wise and get InsureWise. Call 702-620-4825. That's 702-620-4825. InsureWise, the only wise choice for all your insurance needs.
Hi, this is Michelle Mortensen, and if you know me, you know I support our veterans. And that's why I want to tell you about my good friends at Therapy Blocks LLC, our newest sponsor of the show. Therapy Blocks LLC is veteran-owned and operated, and many of their therapists are veterans themselves or active National Guard members. Therapy Blocks LLC is a pediatric physical, occupational, and speech therapy rehab outpatient clinic that also offers home visits and telehealth services for special needs children up to age 18. Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learn about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on the Michelle Mortensen Show.
Looking for a professional, honest, and knowledgeable realtor who will tell you the truth about the Las Vegas market? Then you need John Kennedy and the team at Home, a real estate company. With 16 years buying, selling, and managing properties all over the Las Vegas Valley, there's no one better to serve you. Give John a call today at 702-640-0101 and let him lead you home.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit a quick turn. Well, we experienced this issue too, and we created a solution. Introducing Bagmodo, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. Bagmodo becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. Bagmodo is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to bagmodo.com. That's bagmodo.com. Bagmodo, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
Looking to sell or buy a home? There's no one better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605.
Welcome back to the Big, Big Show. Michelle Mortensen Show here with you now. So excited that it's almost election day. We are one day away. How is this one gonna shake out, my friend? That is the question of the day, the question of the hour that everyone wants to know. But I think quite possibly Saturday Night Live has predicted a Trump victory as well. I don't know if you watch Saturday Night Live. I do not watch Saturday Night Live, but I did see this clip. And I got to tell you, there's only one person who really hopes Joe Biden wins, and that's Jim Carrey, because he plays Joe Biden on SNL and he's hoping to be relevant again. He hasn't been relevant since Ace Ventura. There was a very, very funny scene on SNL this weekend. We're going to show that to you real quick. It's kind of a prediction that I think Trump's going to win. Watch.
Americans, you're excited to vote and very, very, very worried about the outcome. But don't worry. They say I'm 8 points ahead. Poll numbers like that can only go wrong once in a blue moon.
I love it. And there you go. That was hilarious. I think if that was a prediction of anything, that means, yeah, we're 100% going to see a Trump victory. All right. I mentioned that we're going to talk about mask holes in all of my teases for today's show. So let's talk about that real quick here in the last 4 minutes of the show. Mask holes are people who go up to you and go, why aren't you wearing a mask? Well, you know what? Who's spreading this propaganda? Cosmo Magazine. All right. Cosmopolitan did this whole article on what to do when the people in your life aren't wearing masks. They give you explicit instructions on, get this, how to talk to your best friend who's not wearing a mask. Ask them to share their feelings with you so you can empathize without necessarily adopting their behavior. How to talk to your significant other. Tell them that if they say it's hard to wear a treadmill, it's hard to wear a mask while they're on the treadmill, that you care about their life and their future, and that it would just be so much better if they wear one. They say to tell your parents that they're high risk and they could die, and I want you to live. I'm not kidding about this. This was an actual article on Cosmo Magazine. They say to tell your boss to tread very lightly because, you know, he is your boss and he could fire you. But maybe you could nonchalantly say, hi, I have another cloth mask that I just got out of the wash. Would you like to borrow mine since you must have forgotten yours at home? I dare you. I dare you to say that to your boss. Oh, my God. They even talk about your coworkers, how if your coworkers aren't doing what you want, maybe, just maybe, you should encourage that they do everything on Zoom. Then they also ended the article with how to treat your customers if they don't wear a mask. Now, they did say something there. If you see someone with a mask around their chin, you can politely ask them to pull it up, but otherwise it's not really worth it to risk, you know, losing a customer by confronting them. This is stupidity, people. This is ridiculousness. That this is what Cosmopolitan Magazine wants you to do. They want you to go up to your customers, your boss, your significant other, your parents, and tell them what to do because they're so high and freaking mighty. I tell you what, I wear a mask because I'm mandated to wear a mask, even though that's against the law and a violation of my constitutional right. If I want to go into Costco, guess what? I got to wear that mask. But at the end of the day, when we think it's okay to shame people who don't think exactly like you do, we've got a problem. We've got a problem. We cannot be shaming people for independent thought. We cannot be silencing speech. It is absolutely and utterly ridiculous. And I won't stand for it. And I hope you won't either. So whenever you see a mask hole out there, I hope that you call them out. Because these mask holes are what's wrong with America today. And they want to take away our constitutional freedoms. They want to take away our rights. They want a freaking socialist country. In fact, I got a tweet just minutes ago that AOC was tweeting out that we absolutely need to pack the court. 100% that's what she's been tweeting. She's always going to tweet these types of things because at the end of the day, that's what the Democrats want. They want total control. They want to suppress your voice. They want to suppress the free press. They want everything to be government controlled. And it's the worst possible thing that could ever happen. And as Jim on Twitter just said, that gets two snaps, probably in Z formation or voting formation, or the V for the V curve that we've been in, because at the end of the day, that's what these Democrats are up to. All right, my friends, we have come to the end of the show. They're going to kick me out of here soon. I think we're going to have a closing song. MC Hammer, you can't touch this, because that's what I want to say to the Democrats, my friends. You cannot touch this. You ain't going to win this country. You're not going to destroy our country. You're not going to take it and make it something it absolutely shouldn't be. So in the words of MC Hammer, you can't touch this. And go out and vote if you haven't already. Because I'm afraid they're going to get the grimy little hands all over Nevada. And we don't want that. We don't want that at all. Hey, tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m. for election night coverage. That's right. Why watch the mainstream media when you want this pic right here? Also, couldn't do this show without all the amazing people behind the scenes. Danny, who makes your phone calls. Spencer, who makes this show happen. Lauren, who books our great guests. Thank you for all of your support. If you haven't subscribed to MichelleMortensen.com, do so. More subscriptions and your advertising is what keeps us on the air. If you want to continue to watch this show and listen to the show, you got to subscribe. You got to donate. Let's make it happen, friends. I will see you tomorrow at 7. You know you want to dance, so move out of your seat and get a fire going.